Hey guys, welcome.
We're in business.
Here we are. Welcome back to episode 48, I think. Was I want to say episode 48?
It's got to be late 40s, isn't it? For sure.
It's episode 48 of the Abnormal and Paranormal Podcast. I am Michael.
You all right? I'm Joe.
Welcome back, Joe.
Welcome back.
We're doing this over Zoom today, guys, because my fault. But I always get thrown out of whack when we do it over Zoom.
That's all right. I can still see your mug. You can still see my mug on the little screen. We're laughing.
So before we get into it, if you'd like to get in touch with the show, you can do so via email at abnormalandparanormalpodcast@outlook.com, Instagram at abnormalandparanormalpodcast, and TikTok at abnormalandparanormalpod. And if you'd like to support the show, you can do so via the link in the show description. Thank you to everyone that has done that so far. Right.
Give us some money. Give us some dollar.
Bloody need it.
Hey, what was that last episode? Was it about a haunted cat or something?
No, it said a haunted cat, but it wasn't a haunted cat. The house was haunted and the cat could see the thing and it was freaking out. So there's a ghost in the house. Notice animals can see ghosts, right?
Well, yeah.
But the cat wasn't haunted, but the story read the haunted cat. But as I was like, the cat isn't haunted.
Of course it's not. That'd be ridiculous. Then there's Wendigos and all sorts of stuff missed out on.
I know. You listened to it. I'm impressed. I thought you'd be like, man.
I don't think it was a Wendigo though.
You don't?
No. They've got horns and that sort of stuff, haven't they? I know you were saying about the brambles and the tree branches could have been horns, but...
So it's in a tree line. No it could easily be blended in with the branches, couldn't it?
No, there's no high-pitched screech in it. None of that sort of stuff. So I'm saying no Wendigo.
Well, there Wendigo's a no-go. Background. There were screeches, but people say it could be wolves or foxes or whatever. But yeah, I don't know. It's up for debate. But I'm glad you listened to it. And I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Well, it's getting through the middle bit, but it's a very good bit that I heard.
No, I know you did as well. I bet you did.
So, I've got two episodes planned. The one that I was going to do face-to-face, I won't do today because, well, this one's going to be good as well. I ain't dissing this one. But the one that we'll do face-to-face, I'll tell you what it's going to be about because I think it's bloody good, even if I do say so myself.
Okay.
I'll give them all a bit of a sneak peek to lure them back for next week. Have you seen The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It?
Yes.
Well, that's been all you suggested to that, really.
I can't remember.
I was going to tell you a little bit about it. But that's handy. I'll forget.
You know my memory is terrible and I forget everything. So I've watched it.
There's about the young lad who killed his mate. And he was the first person in American court history to say that his defence was not guilty by reason of demonic possession. And he was saying that the devil literally made him kill somebody.
Was he like a mental asylum or something?
Yeah, he got out in like 5 years or whatever. Didn't say it very long.
Yeah, I remember now.
Oh, God. Yeah, so I've done that story for the face-to-face one, the actual true story. And the links between that and The Conjuring, where The Conjuring went a little bit sort of off track, like a bit of history around the young lad that was possessed first and Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Oh,
that you've got to look forward to for next week. So make sure you join us for next week to listen to that, because that is actually pretty interesting, to be fair.
Well, next week we'll do it in person, hopefully.
I mean, he definitely wasn't possessed, obviously, but there's lots of weird things that went on that I'm sure you're buoyant to.
He may have been.
So, all right. Anyway, I've got the facts and figures and we can go through that next week, compare stats, and we can come to a sensible conclusion next week.
Awesome.
But this time, we're going to go through some stories that I found. Some are actually pretty scary, to be fair. You know, like horror shorts, when you read like, some of these, literally a few sentences, but they made me scared when I was reading them. You know, I don't believe in this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But one, just for example, I mean, this isn't the first one on the list, but I'm going to try and find it because this is the sort of thing that I found really scary. No, do you ever watch these like horror shorts on YouTube? Like the few minutes
horror shorts? Yeah.
When I find them really scary, to be fair, there's one called Lights Out, which is particularly scary. But as a quick example, this isn't like a main story. This is just a bit of a intro, so to speak. If you want to do the music, you're more than welcome to over the top of this, or we can leave it. It's just me chatting. I don't mind.
I don't know if our hardcore fans have noticed this, but I've stopped using the music over the last few episodes because we started talking more through the stories rather than, like, you'll read a bit, but we'll talk about it in bits in between. And it was getting really hard to edit.
Well, I noticed it on the last bloody episode, and I wasn't even in it.
I know, but it's because I was kind of, that one was, last week's episode was just a bit of a shit show. I rushed it through at the last minute, the 11th hour, trying to get it done in time. So
don't tell him you rushed it, man.
I couldn't make it. I was like, I've got to do one, because we've, oh no! The episode I planned it in advance. I had to edit it ASAP, so I did that on the fly at the last minute. But the last few of you, I just feel like it's because we talk more for it now, which is good. Like, it's kind of naturally evolved. I think the music wasn't working so good because it was like stop start.
Well, this one, this little horror short, I'll call it. It's only a few sentences long, so I wouldn't bother with the edit. Put the music over it, but this is the sort of thing I'm talking about. So it says, I'll begin tucking. So sometimes the very short ghost stories are the best. And this tale is sort of about a father putting his young son to bed. He says, I began tucking him into bed, and he tells me, Daddy, check for monsters under my bed. I look underneath the bed for his amusement and see him. Another him under the bed, staring back at me, quivering and whispering, Daddy, there's somebody in my bed.
Ugh.
Spooky. Imagine that. Imagine talking like you could hit the bed and him saying, there's a monster under the bed, can you check? You look under the bloody bed and your kid's under the bed going, there's something in the bed.
Oh my God, what would you even do in that situation? What's that film that sounds like? That film where it's the shadows of the people? Oh God.
Get Out. It's the makers of Get Out, isn't it?
Yeah, is it called Us? Not Us. I can't remember.
Yeah, Us.
Is it Us?
It's called Us. Yeah.
It's like the shadows have been cut off from them and then they try and take their lives back. They've been pushed basically underground and they live.
Yeah, Us. It's Jordan Peele, isn't it?
Oh, God. It's like that.
Is it the Black family, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's called Us.
Yes,
have you seen the new one yet? What's it called?
Them.
Is it called Them?
No, I'm joking.
Oh, shut up, idiot. No, it says Get Out. Jordan Peele did Get Out. Then he did Us. And there's a new one. Oh, no.
Oh, I never watched that.
I watched it the other day. It's not quite as good as I thought it was going to be, to be honest.
No.
Only because, in my opinion, Get Out and Us were really, really good horror films. This one was a little bit...
It's a bit of a comedy. Well,
nah, it weren't really funny, but yeah, it weren't really scary. I'm not too sure. Like, my mates at work said it's sort of like you see it for like the cinematic side of it.
Right.
Like just for the cinema, really. But I've watched it and I was like, ugh. Like the thing in the sky, it meant to be like this big mystery, what it is. But it's all a bit fucking weird. It's like a big floating carrier bag. Up cows and horses.
It's on my list to watch. I've not watched it yet. But getting back to your little story, though, that does sound like a film Us. And in that kind of situation, what the hell would you even do? What would you even believe? Because which one's lying? You have to ask it questions.
Well, I hope I'm never in that situation, to be honest with you.
You would be the worst person to be in that situation because you just get rid of both of them.
I don't know what I'd bloody do. Right, I'll be getting out of there for sure.
Out. Yeah, nah.
I would not be in there. So... the first story I've got. I'll tell you the name of the person who's written it, just for a bit of context, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The user's name, and no disrespect, is Nunuhead1981.
Okay.
Let that sink in for a minute. Nunuhead1981.
in the court of records, and that is enough evidence to cast him as a quackhead, and that's it.
Well, yeah, in my little mind, spiritual court, this is going to be a load of rubbish, but we shall read through it and we shall see what you think.
Okay.
So, if you want to do the music over this, you can do. It says, years ago, before I married, I stayed at, no, it says DH's flat, but for the sake of this, I'll just do the initials, DH, because they don't put the proper name in it.
Okay.
So years ago, before I married, I stayed at DH's flat before I went on a business trip. I couldn't sleep and was tossing and turning for a good few hours. I'm pretty certain I was definitely wide awake as I was thinking about the press trip the next day, and I was wondering how I was going to survive it if I didn't sleep. My DH was asleep on the sofa in the living room as he snores really loudly, so I was in the room in his double bed. I remember turning over from facing the window to face the empty side of the bed. I then saw a woman who's actually sleeping under the duvet, eyes closed, as clear as I could see anything else in the room. She was youngish, wearing what I can only describe as some 1920s headband, and was literally tucked in under the duvet. I thought about this many times, but I'm convinced I was definitely not dreaming or half asleep. I actually sat up in bed and looked at her in total horror and fright. At the point where I wondered if I should prod her to see if she was real, a few minutes had gone by. I was literally so terrified that I had to hide under the duvet, and then when I emerged, after what seemed an age, she was gone. I've never seen or experienced anything quite as scary since, and I'm certain that this wasn't hallucination or dreaming. It's definitely made me think about whether ghosts generally exist. So what's happened there is they've stayed at their partner's house and they've been cheating on them.
No.
And the girl that they've been cheating on. What do we know? Yeah.
Well, that's the most obvious solution. Nah, it's definitely...
What do you think it was?
Well, clearly he's seen an apparition or a spirit or something.
Laid in bed next to him.
Well, why not? I mean, horror films you see where the ghost's under a sheet or there's like a lump or a mass, a body mass under a duvet or under a blanket.
I can ask you one question that's going to make you doubt what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This could be the most profound question I ever asked on this podcast. And that is, why would a ghost be asleep?
Well, I don't think it was literally asleep. It was probably just looking like...
Yeah, eyes closed, all tucked up. You're not in bed tucked up with your eyes closed for no reason.
It's pretty just acting like it's asleep. Like, it's always really like reliving a moment, like we said before. I mean, it's like, ghosts don't have dinner and go to the toilet and go to sleep, do they? Just, they'll just be doing things. Like, I don't live like we live. I don't believe it was asleep.
No, it's all they do. They do open random drawers in kitchens. They do make babies laugh and they do knock over cereal boxes.
Right, but they're not going to go for a waz in the toilet, are they? And then go for wash his hands after, is it? They'll move stuff. And do things.
Yeah, but where are they getting the energy from then? If they're not eating.
Or maybe they have dinner on the other side. I don't know what they do. Or what they visit us here. Like, we go and visit a theme park for the day. They might come and visit Earth. Like, I don't know how it works. I don't know how energy works or how they manipulate space-time. But obviously, people either get stuck here or they visit and come back. Why? I don't know. But they would probably come here the same way we'd go to Blue Water for the day. You know what I mean?
So the opinion that was... a ghost, then, as opposed to anything else.
Well, yeah, if he's having an affair, why would he stick it on a website online for everyone to read? He would keep that under the... He'd zip it up.
Yeah, unless he's... Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Unless he was caught out and he's saying, oh, no, it's a ghost, it wasn't a real person. But, anyway, the next story, the name is also just as ludicrous as Nunu Head. The next story is from somebody called Fanny Ain't Me Aunt. All one word, Fanny Ain't Me Aunt.
Right.
Now, for those in America, Fanny is another term for the virgin.
Yeah. The puss.
The what?
The puss.
The put, right. Sit down, mate. I'm off. not on your seven at school, man. The
Fanny
puss.
Ain't my aunt.
Fanny ain't me aunt.
Well, ate it isn't ate it up.
No, ain't. A-I-N-T. As in, oh, the grammatically incorrect.
Fanny ate my aunt. So I was like, oh.
That'd be disgusting.
That's what I thought you said.
No, this is, look, this isn't some sort of filth podcast. This is a professional job we're doing. I wouldn't be reading out Fanny ate me aunt.
Good to hear it.
Right. So this one sort of links in a little bit with what we talked, with the sort of theme that we talked about before, with people smelling cigarettes and cigarette smoke and that sort of stuff when someone dies. Mm-hmm. So, Fanny ain't me aunt says, the day my stepdad died, Mum came back from hospital where he died and she came into my living room and I was so cold, I was shivering. When she left, I immediately warmed up. A few days later, I was sleeping on the sofa. When I was in bed, I woke up both times because my right hand on the outside of the duvet was freezing cold for a few minutes. And numerous times since he died in 2011, I smelt really strong cigarette smoke in the bathroom, like you're standing next to somebody smoking. No one in the house smokes. But since Mum died in 2020, there's been no smoke or smell of smoke in the bathroom. Mystery. It doesn't say mystery, getting on to the end. So what they're saying is that his stepdad died, the ghost of the stepdad, in inverted commas, lingered about, waiting for the Mum to die. Then they both went off to the afterlife together, holding hands, skipping.
Well, you know I believe this stuff, don't you?
Yes.
And what happened when my nan died? And then Peter, he smelled the tobacco smoke of my granddad and a few days lingering around before she died. The dog was acting weird. My nan started talking to her, she could see him a few days before she died, all at the same time. And then as soon as she died, it all stopped.
And why is that, though? We talked about this before. I'll give you some facts and figures about this. It's a bit of science.
People come back to collect you. I think people come back to, like, to take you. Like, the amount of stories people had where they've had, like, you know how someone has surgery done? They'll die for, like, a brief moment on the table because they have to, like, restart their heart or whatever. And they have to die and they get brought back to life. The amount of stories from people that had those, like, death experiences and come back to life and have all said they've seen familiar people or people that have been dying like a drawn out death have been nurses have reported them talking to relatives. Like, it's almost like a way I think people come to collect you and take you away to keep you calm so you're not scared, like, so you know joining us familiar faces, like, to make the whole transition a bit easier.
And that was called, can you remember?
No.
Deathbed phenomena.
Yes, that's it. But I don't think
I'm going to do a quiz on these.
Fucking hell. It'd be useless.
That's what I was thinking.
Do you think that would be... Like, if the other side does exist, that's something that I would be able to get on board with, if that makes sense to do that.
If I was to believe in ghosts or anything, I would 100% be on board with that.
But it's also...
Because there'd be a purpose to it, wouldn't there? There'd be a purpose to there being ghosts and to make the transition to death, to the afterlife, not being so scary for people, because dying is a scary thing. So I think if there were ghosts and spirits, or whatever you want to believe in, that would almost give it a little bit of credence and a little bit of, like I said, well, a little bit of a purpose, wouldn't it? They're not just coming back for the sake of it. They're not lingering about haunting people for the sake of it. They're coming back for a genuine reason.
I think so. You've discussed, and you said the deathbed phenomenon, the whole thing about familiar scents and familiar smells, and but I ended up my nan, the dog acting like it was the nan talking to my granddad, the smell of the smoke, like all at once, it all happened at the same time, started and did it for days and it all stopped again. It's just so odd. I know, like, scientifically your brain can do this, or scientifically you can prove that, but the fact those three separate things happen, including the dog acting up, like, it just, I just don't think that's too much of a coincidence. And fair this enough. Story obviously is very similar. What you tried out.
Yeah, I mean, a bit, if you look into it, there are quite a lot of stories that, especially cigarette smoke, seems to keep on coming up. And I think it's because it's such a common smell that when you want to smell it, you will smell it. And when someone's, and if it, and if you smell it a million times a year, you'll ignore it all until you'll want to smell it, or you'll smell it and you'll recognize that when someone's died that used to smoke.
Yeah.
So I just think you'll, like you said, you pick up on things. But if you're a spiritual person who believes in ghosts, you pick up on things that could be that. I think it's the same with people, for example, the cigarette smoke, that they pick up on things if they're struggling to grieve for that person, to help them through that process. Their brain will try and identify things, bits and pieces, that will link them back to that somehow as a bit of comfort.
I guess, though, if when you get people like other people involved, or like nurses can smell stuff, they've got no association to the person you're talking about, or animals start acting weird. Like,
yeah, that's been my argument falls down, to be fair, but other things are happening as well.
Yeah, when there's one singular person experiencing this stuff, especially someone that is dying and their brain's starting to wind down, like we said before, that probably is their way of trying to probably cope, or like just like get themselves at peace with what's happening. But when you start throwing in animals or other people, and they're all experiencing the same thing, that's when I just feel like it's too much. You can't explain that. Do you know what I mean? That's too much of a coincidence.
Yeah, to be more open-minded, I suppose, it could be a little bit of both, to be fair, couldn't it? What's to say it's not a little bit of both?
Well, I don't think... definitely your brain's capable of doing that, and there's probably instances where it does do that. Like, people that have died and come to life again, so they see the life flash before their eyes. Basically, your mind shutting down, isn't it? It's just... it's basically like raising the hard drive almost. Like, so things do happen like that, but I don't think it happens all the time. But I think every single time it happens, it's that, because there's so many accounts of people that have had out of body experiences or near death experiences, and they've experienced the opposite, and they've seen people, they've been like floating above their body, looking down, hearing everything the doctors were saying, things that happened during an operation. They can say, oh, by the way, midway from operation, this woman walked in with ginger hair and a pink dress, and then, but their eyes are taped up. It's like, how would I know that? It's like that kind of stuff. There's so many accounts of that has been documented. Like, I think there's both sides to it.
Well, I think maybe we should do an episode on that as well then. Near-death experiences and people that have experienced stuff whilst in the operating room, unconscious.
Yeah. Is it? There was a
we can sort of scientifically say, medically say, that person was definitely unconscious, definitely under... while the operation is going ahead. And that's fact. And it's also a fact that they've described things that have happened through that operation. I suppose you can't really argue that, can you? If both things are facts, like I said, it's fact they've been unconscious, and it's facts that they've recalled things that have happened while they've been unconscious, I suppose it's difficult for a skeptic like me to then try and argue that and come up with a different solution for it.
Yeah, the audio of it, like hearing stuff being happening, you could be semi-conscious hearing it, I guess. But like to see things when your eyes are like taped up or your eyes are closed because your body's unconscious. You might wake up but you can't move. Like, and they can see things going on. They describe it as looking down. It's just the whole thing just freaks me out.
It is weird. What's going on? The next one is same person, and they've experienced a few different ghost stories. So they've sort of summated it all in one go. I mean, the second one is ridiculous. So you'll see what I mean. So it starts off with, I've seen several ghosts. Can you hear the beeping coming through?
No.
I've got a group WhatsApp, and I just wanted to bloody me. I hate group WhatsApps. It's a white nightmare.
Oh yeah,
one person messaged me. Before you know it, every other bloody idiot wants to message. I shouldn't say that because they're going to hear this, aren't they? I'm not saying they're idiots. I'm only joking. It's only the work. It's only the work.
Like, given the date and time, it's just recorded, so they can work out if it's them or not.
No. Leave it there. Not running out of time. Goodbye. It's 5 PM on a Friday.
Start.
I've seen several ghosts. No, you haven't, but I'll continue anyway. I lived in a house, and very often I'd wait to see a shadow standing at the end of my bed. There was also a few weird goings on in the house, like taps switching themselves on and off, a light bulb shattering even when the lights weren't on. Just quickly, that happened to me with the taps with no OCD. I'd lose my fucking mind. That would do my head in. Says the next family that moved in asked me if the house was haunted, as their daughter, in brackets, who slept in the room that is my bedroom, close brackets, kept mentioning a man who came into her room at night. Okie dokie. Now, the next one makes me think that this person isn't very well. The next ghost story, in inverted commas, that this person said, is just a line. And it just says, there is a ghost cat in my mum's house, often seen walking into walls and through walls. That's the end of that story. There's no other. It literally just says, there is a ghost cat in my mum's house, often seen walking into and through walls. Now, I don't know how a ghost would walk into a wall. Through a wall, maybe. But into, you suggest to me that this ghost cat's walked into it and then toppled over.
Yeah, it's quite comedic, isn't it? Like, oosh, and hit the wall. Now, I don't know. There is I think it was a show once. They said that if, say you was alive now and your house is laid out as it is, and say it's like a wall going through the middle of your living room. So when you're physically alive in there, you can't walk through it, right? You die.
Yeah.
Someone moves into your house and knocks the wall down. Even though I could then walk through it because the wall's not there, you wouldn't be able to. But when you come back to the house, you remember it as being there, so you can't go through it. She would go around the normal way.
So Ghost Joe would still, if I did walk into it, would just walk into it, bang my head, and that'd be it.
Apparently. But
who said that? That's ridiculous. That goes against everything that ghosts are meant to do.
I know, I heard it on TV once, but obviously it's on TV. It doesn't mean shit. But,
Well, everyone, if that was the case, you just move. If your house was haunted and you believe in a ghost, just move where the front door is so the ghost couldn't get in.
I know. Well,
you don't believe that, do you?
No. Because
oh, thank God for that.
Remember we did the Queen Mary, that ghost shit we did in America, and there's the woman was working in an office and the ghost walked through the wall, through the office, out the other wall. And that boat's never been reconfigured. The walls of that boat have never been moved or shifted around. They've always remained as they are. So that wouldn't stack up then, would it? Because it wouldn't be able to walk through them walls because it's never been reconfigured.
That's the first time you've actually not believed it's something ghost related.
I know, right? It does happen sometimes. But the first bit about the glass shattering and stuff, there was a video on some shop online and it was the customers kept reporting that over a period of years inside the shop had been touched and poked when no one was around. And then he had security cameras set up and things would move and you'd see little things get shifted. And he had these like big, tall, thick like glass cabinets with like shelves in. And on the security camera, they just completely like just explode and shatter, and like someone's hit him with a baseball bat. There's no one there. It's weird.
That's weird.
Really weird.
I'm not up to that.
Yeah, no, that's strange.
Just quickly, the last one that this person says about is, I saw my deceased dad and grandparents sit next to me as I was giving birth. They were there to watch the birth. I only had gas and air towards the end, so it wasn't hallucinations or opiates. So she reckons when she was giving birth, her dead dad and grandparents were there. Absolutely
maybe
not.
Maybe she's a bit, what's the word? No, what's not clever? Like, I don't want ones. I know in the mediums or psychics that can see, like Tracy, there's a few different types. I always get modelled up. Maybe she's a bit like that. But also, in times of stress, we said before, like you are probably more like likely to see something because you need it. They want to be there to help you. So in times of stress or times of like that, it makes sense to see something. Especially,
yeah,
especially you're sensitive to that stuff and you're able to see things in your day to day, you probably wouldn't. But if you're like going through something like that, which is pretty significant, it's no different to when
you're... Yeah, because that's fair.
You know, if someone's going to come and visit you, that's the time they're going to do it, right? When you need them. Like, to come.
Well, freak you out even more. That'd be the worst time.
Would it freak out? I think if my parents died and then I saw them both somewhere, I don't think it would scare me.
No?
No. Like, if you died and come back, I would be scared of you. But if it was like a random dude in my bedroom, I'd be all some old woman. Like, that would freak me out. Maybe it's someone you know. It's kind of calming, isn't it? It's not when you go and get a medium you get a psychic to give you a reading, and they tell you, oh, yeah, so-and-so's come through, it's your mum, and this, that, and the other. That would be quite cathartic and quite nice to hear.
The last person I'd want to see my partner gave birth would be my dead dad. That would be the last thing that I need to see in that moment. That'd be terrifying. Horrible.
I guess. So,
do you want to see it?
I wouldn't hate it. If it's my parents, I wouldn't be bothered. I don't think you're going to see some sort of spooky looking, like evil looking, like shadow figure in the corner. That would be scary. When you see films like The Sixth Sense, it's like just a physical person just in the room with you. They look like a person. It's not like some transparent see-through evil-looking thing. It's a dark mass. It's not that. It's just literally like looking at your dad. I don't think it's as scary as you think it would be. If you're in a room with other people and it's just you catch a glimpse of him in the corner of your eye, I don't think you'd find that freaky. As if it was a shadow.
Well, if that ever happens, I shall let you know.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Now, the next story, I quite like the names of these people that are doing these stories.
Yeah.
I haven't just picked people with weird names, by the way, but it's just coincidental that they've got odd names. Next one's called Moaney Hole.
Moaney Hole?
Moaney Hole. Did you try again? Do you hear that? My watch just said, I didn't catch that. Can you try again? It's got a Siri on it, it's an Apple Watch. So, Miguel, do you want to hear what Moaney Hole's got to say for themselves?
I do, yeah.
So, when pregnant, back to the old pregnancy, when pregnant with, they said DD, but I'm assuming they don't want to say the baby's name, so I'll say DD. When pregnant with DD, I was driving to work one frosty morning. Driving over a bridge, there was a man standing outside his parked car as I drove past. As he looked at me, and with his outstretched arm moving up and down, he was telling me to slow down. When I looked in my rearview mirror, when I'd driven past him, he had disappeared. I did slow down. A few minutes after seeing him, I hit a patch of black ice. The car went out of control and crashed into a ditch. Had I been going faster, the outcome would not have been so good. They're saying that they've seen some old man who sort of slowed them down.
Guardian angel.
Potentially. I mean, if that was a thing, which is not, but potentially.
Why wouldn't it be? I think everyone's got a sign. Someone signs them. I believe in guardian angels. Of course I do. And if people look after you and look out for you, I feel like if you ask for help, that they would be there to help you. I don't think they can meddle or interfere or make things go a certain way. But if you ask for guidance or support or help or anything, I feel like they can help you if you ask for it. And things like that, I believe. When I was a kid, Mum had a book about this kind of stuff. I found it. I was about 10. One of them was a boy who was drowning in the sea in Australia somewhere off the coast, and he was drowning. And out of nowhere, this sort of man's come up and was swimming up to him and got him and took him to shore, put him on the sand. His mum got the boy, went to the boy. She saw he got put on the beach by this guy, and she described him as being sort of ethereal looking and saying something about him that was a bit odd, in a good way. And then she looked around to thank him and he completely disappeared. And it was on a beach. It couldn't have hidden anywhere. It was just a beach. And he just completely vanished. And there's loads of stories like this. So people have had stuff happen to them. And then suddenly somebody somewhere comes out of nowhere to give them a sign or to help them or to save them or whatever. And then is that a ghost on... It's always on TikTok. You see videos like, you know, 10 most terrifying things. There's someone who's on the road and get about to get hit by a lorry and security camera catches it, and this thing, spirit, shadow thing, comes out of nowhere really fast, pushes this person out of the way, out of his lorry. The lorry goes through the shadowy figure. Shadow figure disappears and the person's been saved. But there's so many videos like that. It's just weird.
Well, that's another episode.
Oh, God, yeah.
Need one on that. Near-death experiences, people under the operating knife, and guardian angels. That's another two to look forward to. I'll work on those this week. How are we doing for time?
We've got, on this Zoom meeting, 2:21 left.
Oh, bloody hell, right. So what we'll do is then, I've got some more, we can say that for part two at some point. But next week, we'll put a pin in this one. Next week, face to face, we'll do The Devil Made Me Do It. Because that is, again, without blowing my own trumpet, without sounding naughty, That is bloody good.
All right, awesome.
I'll show you my research, look.
Oh, fuck. Jai, you've come such a long way. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, this one, actually, that must be a two-parter because I tried to do it. I tried to sort of summarise it. Maybe the time I tried to summarise it, something else would pop up and I look at that part, element of it, and I'd do a few paragraphs on that. So it's quite lengthy.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting as well. So I think that one, instead of rushing through this one, when we meet up face-to-face, we'll do that one as two parts, I think.
Because,
yeah, it's not worth rushing through. Because it's quite a detailed account from somebody that was actually there when the murder happened.
Oh, cool.
The young family member. It wasn't mentioned in the Conjuring film.
Oh, awesome.
They've got quite a detailed account of exactly what happened, and they sort of back up the theory that he was possessed. And if it was true, I struggle to... It's weird, because I don't believe this sort of stuff, but I struggle to justify it myself.
Yeah. Well, I'll be
I think if any elements of this is true, it's fucking weird.
Well, I'll be one to look forward to next week then, guys. I'm looking forward to that. We'll get it sorted out. We'll do a two-parter.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us today for episode 48. And thank you for everyone that's subscribed to help support the show. And we will say goodbye to you, and we'll catch you guys next week.
See you later.
Bye, guys.